Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Podcast Show host, Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Friday. Also, I want to say happy belated birthday to everyone. Birthday was yesterday. My apologies. You know, we didn't come on yesterday. My apologies. We didn't come on yesterday. But also, I want to say Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone, birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday today. Enjoy guys' birthday. Also, happy birthday, everyone, birthday Saturday. Happy birthday to you guys. Hope you have an amazing, wonderful birthday Saturday. Also, happy birthday to everyone, birthday Sunday. Happy birthday to you guys. Hope you guys enjoy guys' birthday Sunday. Yes, happy birthday to everyone. But I know kids getting out of school. I know people getting off work. I know people probably going to school. People probably going to work. But or off. Or kids didn't have school today. But happy Friday. If you guys have an amazing Friday, enjoy y'all beautiful Friday. But today, of course, I'm talking about Britain's and the NBA. If you know about the Britain's. It's a TV show called The Britain's. It's on Netflix, but let's get into it. We're going to talk about the Britain. Season 3. So season 3, we got 2 parts. We got one first part come out May 13th. So we got one part May 13th. Then the second part June 13th. I feel like they should, can we honest, should have put it all together as once. Who might wait June 13th for the second part? You might well have both part, but yes, we have Britain. Britain's coming back. On our screen, it's on Netflix, it's not for kids, it's for adults. I say 18 up, you can watch this, but it's a good show. You can watch a good show, amazing show. They're trying to find love, finding love and stuff like that. And they're trying to find a partner, is focused on, I feel like, yeah, they focus on, but it's like trying to find love, trying to find true love and true happiness. They gotta, they gotta get married before they can have intercourse and stuff like that. So they gotta wait for marriage to have intercourse. So also they gotta have children, so to get that, be the next in line. So yes, called The Britons. If you know, it's season 3. If you watch season 1, you already know. Season 2, you already know. It's now we're in season 3. It's good. The trailer been out. Trailer is fire. So you gotta watch. Out, oh, man. The first 4 episode is gonna be May 13th. Then the remaining of the episode that we didn't see, it'll come out. Part 2 will come out June 13th. So, yeah, season 3. So, they broke it down. But I feel like they should have, put it all together. Give us it all together. There's no point. It's no point to waste nobody's time, Just give us all together because everybody don't forget. Really forget. Now, everybody got to watch season 1. Okay, boom. Then you got to watch season 2. Boom. It's short, too. I feel like all the season, very, very short. I think, 10 episodes. I'm not sure. Or 8. Or 9. I think it's 10 episodes. I'm not sure how many episodes each season. Or 8 episodes in each season. I'm not sure. But yeah, you gotta watch it. Watch it. I know everybody watches. It's a good TV show. It come out May 13th. Season 3 come out May 13th. Then part 2 come out June 13th. So yeah, you enjoy it. You really, really enjoy the TV show. You gotta watch season 1. If you have not watched it, you guys watch season 1 to understand. Then you gotta watch season 2 to understand it. It got levels. It got levels. Season 2 is focused on, like, the queen. Like, who, like, writing it and stuff like that. Not writing, like, the queen. Season 2 is focused on the queen. Like, the person that everybody trying to impress and stuff like that. That's the Season 2. Like, how did the queen became the queen and stuff like that. How she had kids and stuff like that. So, Season 2 focused on that. But Season, like, 1, like, focused on, like, the Britons and stuff. I think Season 2 focused on, like, the queen and the, I think another king, so, another family. So, it's the queen, in Season 2. That's, it's focused on, I think she had one spinoff, I think. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I watched it. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember stuff, but yes. It's a good show. It's, like, 18 up, like, you can watch it, because you got some little, no scenes and stuff like that. Sure, it's not for kids, so it's not for kids, so yeah. And I'm on to the NBA, of course. We're going to Wednesday game, because, you know, of course, we didn't come on yesterday. Like I said, my apology. But Wednesday game, we had the Grizz versus the Cavs. Of course, the Cavs 110 to Grizz 98. They had Dallas versus the Heat 111 to Heat 92. You got the Hornets versus the Hawks. It was a close game. It was a close game on Wednesday, but the Hornets won the game 115 to 114. They got the Raptors in the next. Next scores 106 to Raptors 102. Then got Orlando versus the Bucks. That was gonna be a close game, but was it? But Bucks scores 117 to Orlando 99. They got the Spurs and OKC. I thought this was gonna be like a good matchup, but of course OKC 127 to Spurs 89. You had the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, you know. Both teams trying to fight for the first seed, you know. Trying to fight. But, of course, the Nuggets won. The Champs won 116 to 107. You got the Suns and the Clippers. That doesn't look like a close game, but it wasn't like a good fight. But the Suns, of course, won to Suns had 124 to Clippers 108. Then yesterday game, it was not that many games, you know, But I know there might be a lot of games probably tonight. Then next day, the 14th, the final, the last of the season. So yeah, I think like the last of the season will be a Sunday. It's crazy. Then we got the playoffs. So I think Sunday or Monday. No. But yesterday game, of course, we had the Bulls versus Detroit Pistons. Bulls, of course, 127 to Detroit 105. Then you got the Knicks and the Celtics game. Knicks just blew out the Celtics like in the first sec, like in third. They like on a tear, like a real tear. But of course the Knicks won 118 to Celtics 109. Then you got the Rockets versus the Jazz. Good game. But the Jazz, of course, 124 to Rockets 121. Then you got the Pel versus the King. Pale, of course, 135 to Kings 123. Then you got the Warriors versus the Trailblazers, of course. Warriors 102, Trailblazers 92. Then tonight game. It's like, these games, like, must win. Like, trying to steady, like, a spot. Like, team already who already clutched, like, a playoff spot or play-in tournament. Play-in tournament spot. But it's still, like, trying to see, like, which seed you trying to be at, like, for, like, first seed. We're gonna talk about the first seed, second seed, third. Like how you wanna do also on the play-in tournament. You got the 10th, the 9th, the 8th, and the 7th seed. So how you wanna play that as well. So it's gonna be tough. But tonight we got the Bulls versus the Wizards at 6 p.m. They got the Orlando versus 76 at 6 p.m. You got Indiana versus the Cavs at 6:30 p.m. You got the Knicks versus the Knicks at 6:30 p.m. They got the Hornets versus the Celtics at 6:30 p.m. Then you got the Lakers versus the Grizzlies at 7 p.m. Then you got the Raptors versus the Heat at 7 p.m. Then you got the Hawks versus Timberwolves at 7 p.m. Then you got the Nuggets versus the Spurs at 7 p.m. Then you got the Bucks versus OKC at 7 p.m. Then you got Detroit versus Dallas at 7:30 p.m. Then you got the Rockets versus Trailblazers at 9 p.m. Then you got the Pel versus the Warriors at 9 p.m. Then you got the Jazz versus the Clippers at 9:30 p.m. Then you got the Suns versus the Kings at 9:30 p.m. These like the tonight game, like really like tonight game, then Saturday, no game Saturday because the players like off to recover. Then Sunday, that's when, like, I guess the final season. Sunday is the final season, the last of the NBA season, like the regular season, not the is like now it might be the playoff, like the regular season. Like these games count. Like it's solidified your standard. Like what standard you want to be in? Yes, you classify a playoff spot, but it's like the range. Like where you want to be? You want to be number three, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. That's like the playoffs position. Then the play-in, you got 7, 8, 9, 10. How you gonna be that? How you gonna go that direction? So it's gonna be tough. But Saturday, like everybody off, like every team is off. But Sunday, the final regular season game, it's gonna be tough. It's like it's gonna be tough. So Sunday is the finals regular season. So it's gonna be tough. We're gonna talk about that Monday. So we gonna see. We gonna find out. But Sunday, we got the Hawks versus Indiana at 12 p.m. Sunday, you got the Wizards versus the Celtics at 12 p.m. You got the Raptors versus the Heat at 12 p.m. You got the Bulls versus New York at 12 p.m. You got the Hornets versus the Cavs at 12 p.m. You got the Bucks versus Orlando at 12 p.m. You got the Knicks, the Nets, and the 76ers at 12 p.m. You got the Nuggets versus the Grizzlies at 2:30 p.m. You got the Trailblazers versus the Kings at 2:30 p.m. DJ, Sunday, I'm talking about Sunday games. You got the Jazz versus the Warriors at 2:30 p.m. Sunday. So these Sundays game, all these Sunday games we focus on now. We got Dallas versus the OKC at 2:30 p.m. You got Detroit versus Spurs at 2:30 p.m. We got the Suns versus Timberwolves at 2:30 p.m. You got the Raptors versus the Clippers at 2:30 p.m. Then you got the Lakers versus the Pel at 2:30 p.m. So these games, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm really, really enjoy it. It's like the regular season. Like it's almost, like Sunday is the final regular season. Man, we got the playoff. The play-in start. I think May April 15th, 16th, and then the playoff start 17th on the 7th April 17th, then 2021st. So it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be very, very tough. But I really, really, really enjoyed like the play-in. Like I really, really enjoy it. But, like, in the East, like I said, who already close a, like, playoff position spot. So, you got the Celtics, of course, number one. Boom. Clutch the first seed. Big clutch the first seed. Now they on, like, trying to lose the streak now. Right now. Lost the game. So, then you got the Bucks. Then you got the New York. Then you got the Cavs. Then you got the Orlando. Then you got Indiana. Then you got 76. Then you got the Heats. Then you got the Bulls. Then you got the Hawks. Then you got the Nets. Then you got the Raptors, then you got the Hornets, then you got the Wizards, then you got Detroit Pistons. I guess Wizards will finish the regular seed 14 seed, and Detroit finish 15 seed. He can change. It's probably changed. I don't know between them two teams, but like the East is like, yeah, you know, but it's like right now New York clutch like a playoff spot. They clutch right. Playoff spot, but they can say New York win what tonight? Say tonight, right? Say or say with the New York win tonight against the Knicks, right? Win against the Knicks, and they need the Hawks and the Bucks to lose so they can catch. They can also, or they need one of these two games out. The Knicks and the Bulls. New York needs to win them two games out to catch the Bucks, and they can steal the second seed. But it can be tough. You know, it can be tough. Like, teams are catching each other. It can shake up. Like I said, it can shake up. But right now, you don't have the New York versus the Cavs again. In the first round, you got Orlando versus Indiana in the sixth round. Yeah. I mean, the first round. It's the first round, probably. The first round. And then whoever between the Heat and the 76ers, the winner will face the Bucks, and then the loser will face the Bulls or the Hawks. And then the eighth seed will be playing against the Celtics. So it could be tough, but everybody probably won't see the New York versus the Cavs again in the first round, because you know the New York won last year in the first round. I think the first round, the second round, one of them around. The New York won, beat the Cavs. So, yeah, it can go either both ways. But like I said, New York can catch up with the Bucks, and I guess steal that second seed. Or just say, you know, hey, we just stay in the third seed. so we can have home court advantage. You know, everybody want home court advantage and stuff like that. But you gotta enjoy it. You gotta really, really enjoy it. Like, this, the final option is playing in a tournament. Determine your decks, your season, your final season. Because, you know, the regular season, you work so hard, but it's like you're trying to get over these humps and stuff like that. And teams not really, really clicking. Also, teams, like I said, teams are getting back healthy. Some teams are getting injury now. But it's like teams are getting back healthy. Like, some teams who been like injured like the first half of the season, second half of the season, now getting better to play in this playoff push. So, right now, people getting injured in the second half of the season, and now they probably season over with or trying to get back healthy to make a playoff push. So, it can't, or play through the playoff injury. So, it's up to them. You know, it's up to them. But it's, you gotta enjoy it. You really gotta enjoy it. But not in the West, it's challenging. It's like, it's hard. It's like, very, very hard to watch it. See, who gonna clutch like the first seed? Who gonna clutch the second seed? Who gonna clutch the third seed between the Nuggets, Nuggets, Timberwolves, and Nuggets? Who gonna clutch that first seed? But I feel like the Nuggets are pulling away when they find three matches. So, it can be tough. It can be any team, but in the first seed, number one seed is Nuggets, Timberwolves, OKC, Clippers, Dallas, Mavericks, Pels, Suns, Kings, Warriors, Lakers, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzlies, Trailblazers, Spurs. Y'all already know Dallas and Clippers will face each other. That'll be a good matchup, but I can't wait to enjoy that matchup. So, Clipper right now got home court advantage against the Dallas, but if Dallas, you know, keep winning, they can't clutch that 4C and have one out, like I said, one day games out, and clutch that 4C and have home court advantage. You know, the first game one, game two, then I think game five, then game seven at home, the final game. If it go to game seven, you got home court advantage and beat them in front of your fans. So that's bittersweet, but hey, it's tough in the West. Like I said, the West is, like, so challenging. Like, teams arguing about, like I said. But teams got it. Like, if you want, like, home court advantage, you got to crush it. You got to really, really crush it. But, like, the Pels or the Suns in a race trying to not play in the play-in tournament. Trying to not play in the play-in tournament. But you got to enjoy it. You got to really, really enjoy it. But I love it. I really, really do love it. How these teams aren't getting healthy now. Awesome, trying to make these playoff push, these runs, because the regular season is almost over with. It's like crazy, like it come back. It came back like this. Now it's going leaving very, very soon. They might be in the playoff. You know, that's like mentally toughness. You gotta enjoy, like really, really, really enjoy playing the playoff environment. You know, you excited. You know, you very, very excited about it. You just happy-go-lucky, you know, very happy-go-lucky. Just gotta enjoy it. Don't let nobody, you know, just gotta enjoy it, you know, the run. But like I said, it can go either both ways. But I feel like Nuggets clutched that first seed already in between the Timberwolves and the OKC. We don't see Monday. We find out where teams at on Monday. So, who will be in the play-in? We already know who in the play-in, like, where team to play at. So I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. I'm on cloud like 10 right now. Like cloud 10, because I know the playoff about to be needy, greedy, because every team trying to be that last team standing, and you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy it, because it's about to go down. And it's about to go down. So before we go, I don't know how you guys think about the TV show The Apprentice. How you guys feel like season 3. You know, we got two parts. You know, we got the first episode, like, May 13th. Then the second part is going to be June 13th. How you guys feel about that? Do you guys feel like you got to go rewatch season 1, season 2 to understand it? Like, okay, boom, I bet. So, let me know how you guys feel about that. So, let me know. Also, Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let out. Whew. Take that breath in. Let out. Whew. Put God for yourself first. If you don't got kids, so it's little to you guys. God first, kid, self. Shout out to the single parents out there doing y'all big ones. Salute to you guys. God first, yourself, sniff out. Salute in a relationship with no kids. Salute to you. Shout out to you guys. God first, kid first, self first. You sniff out in a relationship with kids. Salute to you guys. Know y'all big ones. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend, tell everybody that you know about Shantown Podcast. Tell eight people about Shantown Podcast. Let everybody know. Put it on for your dog, your cat, your snake. Put it on for them. Also, make sure you guys go check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We still have season 4. Go check it out. We got every dope episode. You really, really, really going to enjoy the episode. Good episode, good talks and stuff like that. You really, really want to enjoy it. Like I said, I want to say happy birthday to you. I don't want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Enjoy you guys' day. Birthday, also happy birthday to everyone's birthday Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also enjoy you guys' weekend. Also happy later birthday to everyone's birthday Thursday. Happy late birthday. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love. Love you guys so much. Thank God for tuning in. You know, like I said, thank God for tuning in. Make sure you guys follow us. Also, you can email us at shytownempire@gmail.com. So, shytownempire@gmail.com. Or you can DM us at shytownempire on all social media. So, like I said, you know, follow us. Also subscribe, same thing, Straight to Empire on YouTube as well. But like I said, enjoy your guys' weekend. Enjoy. Also, man, enjoy your guys' weekend. See you guys here back to Monday. Yes, Monday. Man, see you guys here back Monday. Always say this. If nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shytown Empire show, come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.